back to season 3 of Get Real. Oh my God! Woo!
Woo! We're back.
Yes, this is a show where we get real with our thoughts on all things concerning life. We are your hosts, Ashley,
Neil of B2B,
and Junie.
Woo! All right. Oh my gosh, we missed you so much.
I missed you.
No, I'm talking to the listeners.
I missed them the most.
I missed you guys too. But
thanks.
I missed Get Real so much.
We've been getting a lot of messages, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when are they coming back?
Oh, not really.
Not really?
It's because you don't check your… No, seriously. I get a message like every day or like a comment every day saying like, when is Get Real coming back? When is Get Real coming back?
When was the last episode of season 2?
The last day of 2021. So it's been like 7 months.
Oh, it was?
Crazy.
Yeah.
2021?
It's already
been…
Yeah,
it was like Christmas Eve. It was like… Yeah, it was December 31st.
Yeah, when
or
I came
something.
For the finale, right?
Yeah, that was the finale. Last year.
Oh, nice.
It's already been 7 months. But we're back!
We're back!
And Let's we go. Won't be going away for a while. Junie, so excited to have you join us.
Thank
for
you. I'm back.
Three.
Yes, I took back my spot.
Yeah.
Harry, are you watching? I took back your spot, bro. What's up?
For now.
But hopefully when he comes back, we'll have some fun. Yeah, talk about the…
Yeah. I want to have an episode of like all the guests. Like
exactly.
Matthew.
Yeah, that'll
PH1
be so much fun.
And us three. Yeah. That'll be chaotic.
How have you been, Ashley?
I've been good.
Good.
I've been good. Just keeping busy.
Yeah, your hair's another like new color.
Another
again.
Color.
I know. Every time I come back here, it's like another color. I have no brows. Did you see?
I don't know. It looks like you got brows.
Oh, okay. Well, I bleached it. It's very light.
Well, it's a different color from your skin tone. So.
Okay. All right.
I like the outfit today.
Thanks.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Business casual.
Business casual.
I thought it was jumpsuit.
No, it's two
Oh, it's two things. Oh, yes, I thought it was a jumpsuit. Yes. Okay.
What about you?
Wait, I'm not done.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Yeah.
Dang. Okay, gosh. All right. Let's
get over it.
So much to update.
I've been streaming on Dive Studios Twitch every Wednesdays. That's been very fun.
How is that?
It's kind of like my radio show, but like for an hour. And we get to talk about not just K-pop music, but like pop music as well.
Mm. Oh, nice.
I just get to communicate with the… Twitch users over there.
Nice.
Twitch users over there.
I don't know what to call them. Twitch. Then, all right. Twitch peeps. Yes. My Twitch friends.
Okay.
And then I also did…
You guys sound very close.
I only
have Twitch
like,
users over there.
I only have Twitch like five peeps. Sessions so far. Oh, okay. So yeah. Still getting to know them.
Mm-hmm.
I also did Mindset Boosters. You know the Mindset app?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a mental wellness app.
Yeah.
And if you go on there, you can find stories of like your favorite artists. And I did these really short 5 boosters. Something to get you going in the morning. And
like
then
a booster pack?
Yeah, unwind with.
Booster pack.
So
do you know what
want,
a booster pack is?
No.
Okay.
Is it like a game thing?
No, it's like a card.
It's a card thing.
Yeah, you rip open like a pack. And then… There's cards in
I
there.
I don't think she's gonna get it even
yeah,
if
you won't
we
get
describe it.
It.
Like it's Pokemon okay. cards?
Yup.
Yeah.
Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
I know. Don't.
Don't be that offended, actually. What about the TikTok videos?
I tried to get back into it,
yeah.
but…
Dude, you sounded like such an old person just now. What about the TikTok?
Yeah. I tried to, you know, like match the
what
vibe
about,
here.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
I just got that. I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I filmed something with Junie
yeah.
for his song Color Me
yeah.
Challenge. Yeah, how was promoting
oh,
that?
I saw him like upload good. Everyone else's. I haven't seen yours yet though.
What do you mean?
Who's
uploaded?
I'm just kidding.
I was
yeah,
like
such a liar.
You're gonna do one today too.
Am
huh?
I not?
I know that.
Says who?
She's the promoter of mine.
Why not? You should do it.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean…
See how nice he is today.
I'll do my best today.
Yes, Color Me, such a good song.
Thank you. Are we moving?
Yeah. It
okay.
was a natural, you know.
Oh, thank
just,
you.
Why'd you
yeah.
have to point
Transition.
That out?
No, I'm just
like,
I wanted to… I didn't want to cut anyone off, so…
Okay.
Yeah, you know, some people get kind of, you know, sensitive when they get cut off.
Okay, yeah. I'm trying to like get out of that image right now, bro.
Yeah, he's grown up
Oh, I was
now.
Talking about her, but…
Oh, my bad.
All right. PH.
Okay. Already failed. But yeah, no.
You're sensitive. Own it.
Yeah,
it's all good.
I guess I have to.
Yeah.
But sensitive me, I've put out 2 songs.
Mm-hmm.
One with Harry. It was called Getcha. And the second one with Changha. And it's called Color Me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm preparing for my first ever like full length album.
Full length? Like how many songs?
It's Okay. Yeah, it's 9 songs. Nine songs. Yeah, it's 9 songs. And I want it to be a little longer, but then, you know, just kind of wanted to have like a proper setup of the pack. Like the whole song itself, like the songs all together, it just seemed right with 9 songs.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I did that and preparing a lot for that. Got to shoot the music video and stuff like that. But it's on the way. Mm. Very, very excited, to be honest, because it's my first ever… like Jeongyu album, right?
Yeah.
With like nice, a physical and everything. So
you had like have you had mini albums?
I've done like I've physical? Never had a physical one before.
Oh really?
Yeah, so it's my first ever.
Ooh, are you gonna give us signed CDs?
Of course, yeah. I have to.
Are you gonna keep it?
Yeah, that's my question.
We use it as the ramen thing. No, I'm just kidding.
You heard it.
No,
you heard
no,
it. Please
no.
don't cut this out. This
no,
is what.
It's
this
is why.
No,
she's
kidding.
Oh.
It's a spaghetti.
That's even worse.
No,
I'm
gonna go on my special
shelf. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very you have exciting. A special shelf?
Yeah, just
for the CDs
for
that you get.
CD.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna make one.
Thank you.
All right.
I mean, but yeah, I've been busy with that and. I've been having fun. I mean, thanks to you. You know, we did the challenge and everything. Mm. It was very fun with other
Were
people.
Were you always this tatted up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I've never worn… Yeah, I've never worn
no,
like short…
he has.
Maybe
oh, yeah.
just don't… No, I'm not going to be sensitive. Get it together, Junie. Come on, man. But yeah, anyways, that's what I've been doing. Where have you been, Peniel?
Where have I been? In Korea?
No, you haven't. You've been
have
all
you
over.
Been?
I've been alright. It's just… yeah.
You've been working out like crazy. You get bigger and bigger every time
yeah.
I see you.
No, I actually haven't been, what's called, up in the weights recently though. Mm. I think it's just because you guys have seen me in how many months?
I haven't seen you in like 7 months. Right?
Yeah.
So
I think that's why.
It
just seemed bigger. But I'm probably not bigger.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I do still work out. I joined like a basketball program.
Oh.
Whoa.
I'm not good though, but they thought I was good at basketball, so they asked me to join. But yeah, I suck. And they told me that I was going to learn basketball on the program, so I said okay.
Yeah.
But my first shoot, it was like an actual match with refs and like full court and everything. So
wow.
I kind of got like scammed a little bit, I guess, but you know.
I've actually… No, I heard from one of my friends. They were playing basketball and was like… Oh, Peniel Young is
coming.
Yeah.
He called you up but he was too busy being sensitive. So, you know.
I didn't even say a word. I couldn't make it. But yeah, next time. Next time let's play.
Yeah. Are you good? Teach me.
Yeah, for sure.
I suck.
We've been recently getting together just playing basketball at like this indoor place.
Oh, nice, nice.
Found a place in Seoul, yeah. Harry came last time. He's actually a good basketball player.
Really?
Yeah, I was very surprised. No one expected him to be good at basketball.
I don't trust him when he says he's good because he said he was good at bowling and like he really sucked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, Peniel. Getting…
Peniel's really good at bowling.
Oh, really?
We should
then
all
I
go
ask,
sometimes.
Yeah.
Right?
I got…
I mean, I…
Okay,
I haven't.
Getting 100 is not like terrible, right? It's like, right? You're not bad. Come on, man. Help me out.
We played 4 games. He got a little above 100 once. And then all the rest… It was like 77. Like… Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. I think my nephew got that much.
Come on, man.
He's like 7 right now.
Okay, but…
I'm just kidding.
Her form is like… super interesting to watch, actually, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Like, she just waddles up like a penguin and just throws it. And she gets strikes all the time.
Yeah, she… Yeah, I don't… Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you have to be on her team.
Yeah. How are you better than Ashley?
Yeah, he's way better than
really?
Me.
Really? How
yeah.
good are you?
Because he has so much power. He just throws
just
it
like,
and it just like strikes.
Destroys the pins?
Yeah.
I curve it.
Oh, you put the spin?
It.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
But he curves it with mad power.
Ooh. Then teach me how to bowl. I'll teach you how to play basketball. I'm done, man. I'm done.
Doesn't seem like a fair trade. I don't know. I'm already learning for free.
Oh,
no.
Man. Okay.
Wait, you were in Chicago and like Vegas recently, right?
Yeah. Mm. Chicago, we had KCON. But then I just changed like the return flight date. Mm-hmm. So then I was able to stay there for a little longer. And I just went a little earlier too. So I got to see family again. Mm. In like 2.5 years. So… Yeah, that was nice. Penny still remembered me, which was really cool.
That's so cute.
And then this time, I went to Vegas for what's called NBA 2K and Sessi.
Oh, I saw that.
They like, they got me out there. I got like my face scan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then, I mean, you could do like a face scan on your phone.
Yeah.
But then there's like the official face scan that like all the actual players do.
There's and like 50 there's cameras? Like
75 cameras.
Wow.
Yeah, and, not a lot of people just sit there. Yeah, they make you do like expressions and stuff. So I got to do that. And then I got to watch Summer League too.
Ooh.
And I got to interview Tyler Hero.
Wow. Yeah, explain that. You got to explain to her what is going on.
It's okay. Just ignore her for a little bit. You know? Yeah.
It's a big deal. Like this is a crazy, crazy thing. Like,
famous basketball player?
I mean, NBA 2K itself, it's like a big basketball game. It's been around for so long.
What's the difference between NBA and NBA 2K?
2K is a video
game. It's a video game.
And the NBA is like real people.
So this guy that you interviewed is not a real person?
No, no, no. Tyler Hero is a basketball player.
How do I interview
very talented.
A fake person?
It could be an AI. Like it could be a metaverse thing.
Here we go.
Oh.
I don't know. Sure. You said game.
But if you get your face scanned, can you play in the game too?
I have no idea.
Oh, that'd be cool if you actually like got a copy of the game.
But the thing is, in NBA 2K, I can't put my name in.
Why?
It says it's inappropriate. So it's like… I was like, what?
It's inappropriate?
I was like, it's from the Bible. What? But it says… Yeah, I've tried like every single NBA 2K. I think I started like… Maybe like 18. Like maybe like 2K18 maybe. And ever since then, I've tried putting my name in. And then it always says like… Like no inappropriate names.
Well, did you tell the guys? Like the developers?
Then, yeah, but I mean, I don't think they could do anything about it.
Really?
Microsoft Word thought I misspelled my name too. Every single time when I'm writing an essay, I'm like, Peniel Shin. It's like the freaking paperclip guy.
Yeah.
Did you mean penile? I'm like, no, I did not mean dick.
Oh my goodness. Oh, but I forgot to talk about something.
What?
About penile?
No. Oh, no. Okay. It's something big. I'm going on tour.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and
oh
I was supposed
gosh.
To. Yeah, my company's gonna hate me if
Wait,
I don't.
Penile made you remember.
No,
you were going
no,
on tour.
It didn't.
Oh, okay.
yeah, I'm going on tour. First, I'm going to London and Paris.
Okay. Okay.
And then in late August, and then starting September, early September, I'm going to the States for the tour.
Okay.
North American tour. So I'm gonna be.
Are you gonna do a bus tour?
No.
No.
No, probably not. Probably not. But very excited for that. I have to talk about that. So
yeah, and then you're gonna go back to your hometown.
Yeah.
You'll finally be reunited with your family.
Yeah, it's been same as you. It's been like 2.5 years, 3
right?
years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm very excited COVID. To see my old dog there, my whole family.
Mm. And they get to see you.
Vancouver.
Vancouver. Oh, what the?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
But that's all you hear when you go to Vancouver.
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
You just hear sorry.
Yeah, you hear sorry.
Say, oh, like, sorry.
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 Oh, your family's gonna be
Want
so
some maple syrup, eh?
Yeah. But yeah, I'm gonna be having a show in Vancouver as well, and it's just like it's kind of surreal. Yeah, it's very exciting. But yeah, that's all I had to talk about that.
Nice.
So.
All right,
thanks,
excited
guys.
For you.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry.
All right. It's great to be back here. So on Get Real, we talked about dating a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Dating is like a topic.
Yeah.
That
make sure to follow
up.
And review our podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts before.
Yeah,
we
totally
continue. But yes.
Skip that.
Yeah.
Before we dive in,
I
you heard.
Said it.
Yes,
just
you
go,
heard.
Yeah, just start.
You
yeah,
heard.
I already
Peniel.
Said it.
Yes, and also we still have our Discord channel, and we're probably gonna ask. Asks for some submissions soon. Mm-hmm. So make sure you're subscribed to our Discord or following. Okay, anyway, so we're talking about dating today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you guys heard of the trend like he or she's a 10 but blah blah blah, he's a 4 but blah blah blah?
Isn't that on like Instagram or like TikTok?
Yeah, it's like on Instagram/TikTok.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like
on,
you
I'm trying to find like a way how I could like sit
comfortable
as lazy as possible, but you know,
okay.
Like,
set up.
Yeah, just continue.
Yeah.
Mic sounds might go in, but…
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Yeah, so for example, there's like… He's a 4, but he's really good to your parents. And so you would give them a new rating. Like, he's a 4, but he's really good to your parents. So what would that make him? Like a 6 or like a 7? How many… Like…
Right.
Up would that be? Or like, she's a 9, but she hates dogs. Like automatic 0.
Then that's, ooh, not,
that's,
a 9.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Not a 9.
Yeah. So you have to…
That's not a 9 then.
You have to give them a new rating. For example, like… what's an example you can think of? Can you think of something? Can you think of something? Like…
They're a 10 but they don't get along with my friends.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. So our producer is going to read a list and then we're going to have to give a new rating.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
So they're a 10 but they have the exact same voice as your sibling.
Well, I don't see my sister that much anymore, so…
I have… Wait. My siblings are all dudes.
Oh,
so
dang.
I think that's an automatic like…
they're gonna roll up and be like… Junior
Oppa. Yeah.
And I care about voice.
Like, I care about voice
voices too. So.
I feel like my brother's voice is okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. His voice is alright.
Yeah, 10.
Yeah. I've never heard him, but you know, I'm sure it's alright.
Never heard him, but that's fine. Okay.
There are three, but they tip really well.
It's not like they're tipping me.
Yeah, and there's no tip in Korea. Why are they tipping?
I don't care.
That's dumb. That's considered dumb. Yeah. Well, I like people who tip a lot. Just coming from a serving background, I just I respect people who tip a lot. So
of course,
I think they turn maybe tipping. Into like a six.
Wait, they're originally a three?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say six.
Mm.
Okay.
How about you?
He doesn't care.
Yeah, there's no tipping in Korea.
Yeah, he doesn't care. All right, next one.
This question is not valid here.
There are five, but they dress better than you.
I feel like she would hate that.
Yeah. I actually would hate that.
I don't want to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
You outdid me?
Five. But
no, but…
I feel like that would drop.
No.
It could. It could drop,
no,
right?
No, I could feel inspired by the fashion. I'll give it six.
Oh, just one up? I say six too. Or seven. I give it seven. Yeah, seven.
I mean, I don't really care how people dress just as long as it like doesn't look awkward on them. So
right.
I'll just keep it at the same five.
Yeah. No change.
Daniel doesn't care.
He's a 10, but he flirts with his homies better than he does with you.
What?
That's hilarious.
How do you think about that? How do you think about that?
What? Actually, that would make me laugh. So I feel like… go up. Wait. What was he originally?
A 10.
I'll give it a…
Wait, but 10. If he's a 10, then there's no flaws already. So it's like… It's not valid. What is this question?
Yeah.
What is this question?
I would give it a 10. Yeah.
Mm.
If he's a 9, but he's a nerd, how would you rate him?
I'm a nerd. So I don't care. I love people who are nerdy.
I like nerdy people too, but there are like layers to nerdy.
You self-proclaimed yourself as a nerd?
I feel like I see myself as a nerd.
Narcissistic.
No, I'm just kidding. How is
that? Are we talking about the typical like portrayal of nerds in media where they're like super like geeky, like awkward, that kind of nerd? Oh, really good looking.
So it's like… Who's that guy that you like? The one that drove the Porsche?
James Dean?
Yeah. So they look like James Dean, but then he's like, I just built the Death Star yesterday.
How do you think of that?
I finished my 2,000-piece Death Star.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Oh man.
He pulls up in his Porsche.
Yeah.
But then it's not you next to it.
It's the Death Star.
It's not you. It's the Death Star
up,
next
yeah.
to it.
That's amazing.
Okay.
And he's like, no. Backseat for you.
Backseat. Oh, that'd be bad.
Priorities.
Oh man. He's a nerd but he drives a Porsche?
Yeah, well Porsche… Nerds can't drive Porsches?
It's a Death Star. That's the problem.
What kind of stereotype is it?
I'm talking about the typical stereotype. But
well, what do nerds drive then?
They don't drive.
Oh, they take… What? Why?
In movies. Like, they don't really drive.
Mm.
That's because they're still in school.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking about like school nerds.
Okay, how about this? He looks like James Dean, right? But then he like… It's like your anniversary and he wants to say I love you, right?
Yeah.
But he says it in like
Morse
the Lord of, yeah, the Lord of the Rings like
Elven,
yeah.
He says like that. Memorize the like, Elven language
and he's
and
like isn't this romantic? I just said I love you in this language.
I mean if he has…
In a language that like some… Well you know what? I guess every language is made up by someone I guess, right?
Well yeah.
I mean with James Dean's face all is forgiven. Yes. I will act like I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Wait, but if they're not like the stereotypical nerd and they're just like super smart, isn't that a plus?
So that's the nuance already. They're a 2, but they're a nerd.
Oh, then 0.
So obviously looks matter for Ashley.
No, if they're already a 2 and they're a nerd on top of that, it's just like, okay.
You're getting real. I like
but
it.
Then,
you're getting
but then
real.
They still look like James Dean.
Oh man, stop. James
Dean. It's just like personality wise, it's like a 2.
Yeah.
But then they're a nerd.
No, you guys answer it.
No, we're on you right now.
I feel… I mean, if she… Like, if she's a 10 but she was really nerd, like geeky.
Mm.
Like she liked the stuff like… she liked anime and stuff like that. And she like really into like lore, like really deep into like games and stuff. I'd love that. It's cool. But like, I don't know what would make her like a negative nerd. Like, what's a negative nerd?
Negative nerd.
No, I mean, I'm saying like, what
it's
would…
It's going to be a new term. Yeah. It's going to start trending on TikTok. She's a 10, but she's a negative nerd.
Like, what would cut down her score? I mean, not score. What do you call that? Like her rating.
Rating.
I don't get it. You know? Or maybe I'm like, let's say I'm really bad at math. Mm. So she'd like scold me. Like, yeah. How do you not know the square root of like… something minus something.
Oh, sensitive. I'm sorry. Back.
I gotta start studying math. Yeah.
These are hard.
Yeah, this is hard.
I forgot square roots already. It's like, if I have a kid, they're gonna have to do everything by themselves. I can't help them with their homework.
Okay, so there have been some dating debates both in Korea and the States. And this one is one that I'm sick of hearing about. It's the 깻잎 debate. 깻잎 means perilla leaf. And in Korea, it's a popular banchan or side dish that comes out when you go to like Korean restaurants. Mm-hmm. And it's usually marinated or pickled. So the stack of perilla leaves gets stuck together. So it's hard to just pick up one, right? Mm-hmm. So there's this like hot debate that's been going around. Say like hypothetically, you're eating with a significant other and your friend. And your friend is struggling to separate the 깻잎. And your significant other also sees them struggle. Picks up their chopsticks and helps your friend out by separating it for them and putting it on their plate. How would you feel if she or him did this? She or he did this?
I would not care.
That's exactly what I expected you to say.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I don't get why it's like such a big issue.
It's like, how did they do it though? Like how?
Yeah, it depends
what
on how.
What was their motive?
Insecure much?
Wow.
No, but like if it was a close friend, like if it was Joan, I wouldn't mind at all. But if it was like a friend that I'm not that close to,
that's kind of sus.
Why would we be eating together in the first place? But let's say if it was a close that I wasn't too close to.
It's a close that you're not too close to?
No, if it's a friend that I'm not too close to. Usually in these situations, I'm very like hyper aware of my surroundings. So I think I would pick it up first and I would help them out if I see them struggling. Because I kind of have like nunchi, you know? I'm like…
Yeah. I think it's the Canadian in me. I would probably want to just help.
But if I happen to miss it and my significant other does it… If it's just like really chill like… Oh hey, like here… Then I wouldn't mind. But if it's like…
But they're like… Oh.
No, why would they… Why would they giggle like that?
Michael Jackson?
No, they're like fighting with their chopsticks. Oh, like, no, I got it. No, okay. And that's kind of like… If it was like that, I wouldn't be cool.
Like, I'd be like…
You're like, what are you guys doing? Like, what the hell are you doing? But then…
Like, I got it for you. No, I got
it. Yeah, that… No, I'm not cool with that. But then if they… If it was just like a… Oh, I got it. I'd be like… whatever. Kind of.
Yeah. But what if they're
I don't think it's a kind. I think you would care.
Yeah, I care, man.
What if they're like making eye contact with your friend and they're like…
Yeah, then stop right there. Yeah, that's
not
happening.
What would you do? Would you call them out in that spot? On that spot?
I'd probably be like… You know, when we're just alone with my friend, I'd be like… What was that, bro?
To your friend, not to your significant other.
Yeah. And then I'd talk to my significant other afterwards.
What would you say?
What was that? It would be to my friend. I'd be like, what was that, bro?
You just take out
and then
the bro.
To my significant other, would be like, what was that? And that would be it. Oh. And then I'd ask. And then if they have a proper answer, I'd be like, cool.
What if they're like, what are you talking about?
What do you mean, what are you talking about? You did the whole 깻잎 thing.
Oh, I did? No, I was just not…
Oh, really?
I must have just done it. Oh. I wasn't really thinking about it.
Oh, okay. And I just… that's it right there. And I just think about it by myself. The whole time. But
that's why you're
I'm sensitive that way.
You're still sensitive.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you're eating with your significant other and your friend and you guys order a shrimp dish. Mm-hmm. Would it be okay if the significant other peels the shrimp for your friend? No? They have hands too.
Yeah, that's
Do it
not,
yourself.
Yeah, no. The peeling, no. That's not…
I know, right?
That's not cool. Yeah, that's
Do
not
it yourself.
Cool. No way you're cool with that.
I feel like he really doesn't care.
No way.
Care.
What if they're only peeling it for your friend and not you?
Well, I mean, I don't really like shrimp in this.
It's amazing, man.
like, I mean, I don't think I'd be bothered. I'd just be like, oh, okay.
I'd be super bothered.
Me too.
Yeah, I'd hate that.
I'm with you on this. Yeah.
Think about it.
I mean, I'd probably do it first. I'd be like, hey, no, I got it. For my girlfriend, I got it for her. Like, I wouldn't like let… You know? But if my friend did that for…
Oh, wait.
Wait,
my friend is peeling it for my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Or…
Right? That's the question.
No, your girlfriend peels it off for your friend. But it could be vice versa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, if my girlfriend's peeling it off for my friend and not me, that'd be like… The sensitive me is coming back right now. And I'd be like, hell no. Yeah. Right? What are you doing, right? But then if my friend did it, I'd be like, no, I got it. I got it for my girl. You can have your… You can eat for yourself, you know. Mm. It's all good.
Would you be okay with your friend did it for your girlfriend?
He just doesn't care what happens.
Can you care?
Can you just please care for this one?
Yes, I would care. Yeah, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Really? You would
it's like
say
he's
that.
Acting, he's like
you
robot.
You would say that. No,
what are you,
you
doing?
That example. What are you doing?
Okay. Oh. All right. Next.
Would I care?
I don't think so. I mean, no. I feel like you would be bothered. No,
I think I'd just be like, oh, thank you.
What about this, Ashley? So your boyfriend, you good?
Yeah. There's
okay.
A fly.
Your boyfriend peeled the shrimp for your friend and was like, oh, I have some. And then you're expecting him to peel one for you.
Yeah.
But then he's just back. He's back to eating his food.
Mm.
How would like? What would you just say? Excuse me, like on the spot, or would you? Confront him later.
My friend peeled it for me?
No.
Oh, my boyfriend. So
your boyfriend peeled it for your friend.
So, okay, and didn't peel it for you.
Your boyfriend and then Joan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then they only peel it for Joan.
Mm.
And then they start eating their own shrimp.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
He clearly hasn't
right.
eaten
he
the
hasn't
shrimp.
Peeled for anybody. He just eats the shrimp.
I don't eat shrimp. I don't really like seafood.
Right, right. Well, we're getting back. He only peels it for your friend, Joan, and then he doesn't peel it
then,
for you.
Yeah, and then he peels it, and then you're like, ah, and he's like, oh.
Yeah, by himself.
Think I would just call him out on the spot.
On the spot, like, excuse me, like that.
Like, what about me?
Oh, right.
Yeah, just like, what about me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what if he's like, you have hands?
Wow, that's like, that's crazy. That's like,
why are you gonna make it like
yeah,
that?
She's hating this right now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Another scenario. Mm. It's a cold winter day and you, your friend, and your significant other are walking somewhere together. Your significant other sees your friend's jacket unzipped and zips it up for them. Is that okay or nah? Nah.
Nah. It might.
It's a cold… Uh-huh.
Yeah, is that even a question?
They
I am
go
sensitive.
Up to your significant other and zips up your friend.
Mm.
That's not cool.
Why would they even do that in the first place? Are they in the right mind? They're not in the right
mind. The thing for me is just if my significant other is okay with it, I'm okay with it. But if they like feel uncomfortable with it…
Right. But if you really think about it like the other way around… you're with your boyfriend… Let's say you're with your boyfriend's friend. And your boyfriend's friend's like… He's like freezing.
Mm-hmm.
But he's so dumb that he has his jacket like unzipped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you caught that.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you want to be like…
I'd be like,
oh,
hey.
Oh no, yeah, you tell him.
Yeah,
right?
I'd be like, hey.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't like… Oh, here you go. That's weird.
Why don't you zip up?
Yeah.
It's like going up to him and be like… Why would you do that?
What?
Yeah.
Why?
That's so… You have to make that face expression when you zip it up for that?
I mean like… The act itself is like so intimate. Because you have to like stand really close and like zip it up. You know?
But you can always go like… That's it.
No, just tell them to zip it up.
Yeah.
What if it's just like they're like annoyed of them hearing them like complaining that they're cold. So it's just like, oh, freaking hate.
No,
oh, yeah,
just that. Be like, yo, shut up and zip up then.
Ooh.
What?
Be like, hey. Be like, your jacket's unzipped, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you go up to a girlfriend like Joe and me or Subini and zip up our jacket? No, I've never seen you do such a kind thing.
I don't think he'd realize that their jacket would be unzipped, right?
Yeah, you would. Yeah.
I would just be like, zip up.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you
unless,
agree.
Like, unless your guys' hands are like all full.
Oh, that's true. And be like, oh, can you zip me up?
Oh, yeah. Then, yeah.
That's
but are these examples like… Do these exist because people are doing this? Like this is actually happening in real life?
Probably.
Because this is like…
I mean,
no
I'm
way.
Sure there's a reason that like the debate started.
I mean, it's too drastic, man. Like, I don't think I'd ever…
Unless someone's like super insecure and they just like thought of the scenario.
Maybe.
Themselves.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, there are more debate-related questions.
Okay.
What if you're drinking with your significant other and your friend at your place? You get so drunk that you end up going into your room and passing out. Would it be okay if your significant other and your friend continued drinking without you? Or should they call it quits since you're no longer there? I think this was like a Depends. Situation that PH1 made up
right.
on his Instagram. But would you be okay? I would not.
I think it depends on how close I am with the friend. And if my girlfriend's really close with my friend.
But still, like if I'm passed out, you should take care of me. You know what I mean?
But you're at home.
Yeah.
Still.
You just go in your room.
You just go in your room.
What are these? How
Actually,
are these
I sleep all the time. I fall asleep all the time.
Yeah.
But still. You'll be okay?
What? I think I'd be okay with that.
I'd just be like… Oh, 놀다 가.
Yeah.
Like,
if it was really close. If they're not close at all, I'd be like, no.
Oh, but if it's like my friend, I want my friend to become close with my significant other.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'd just be like, yeah, like…
I'll give them close. Just… Yeah, okay.
Like, I don't drink in the first place, so I mean…
Yeah, I don't drink that much
If
either.
I did and I was like, oh, like I'm gonna pass out, I'd be like… Hey, like you guys just met today, like get close. I'm gonna knock out first.
He's so cool.
He's so secure.
Yeah,
man.
He's just…
I aspire to be on your level.
Just don't have faith in humanity.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And then if they mess up, it's like, okay, bye.
Is it okay if your significant other has a lot of opposite gender friends?
Oh, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'm cool with that too.
Yeah.
I think.
You think? Okay, that's a no.
Really?
That's
no,
a no.
No, if I know them, then it's fine. Like if they introduce me to them and like I get to meet them as well, then I think I'll be fine. Yeah.
But then let's say you met
mm-hmm.
and he introduced you to one of his really close friends,
mm-hmm.
but wow, you guys aren't the same. You guys aren't having the same like vibe.
Mm. I would tell them.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm
you
fine.
Would be bothered if it was like you never met the person.
Mm.
Significant other, what do you call it? Like opposite gender friend, right?
Yeah.
And then let's say like, they were just hanging out. They went to like Surjeep,
mm-hmm.
like a bar,
mm-hmm.
and then their friend just happened to be there, so they just joined.
Mm.
You would be bothered by that? It's someone that you didn't meet before.
I mean, no. I would be like, okay, have fun. But then later on, I would just ask about it. Like, oh, how'd it go? Like I would ask a little about the friend, like how they know it. That person and the, yeah. I feel like when in relationships when they get jealous of the opposite gender friends, it's always because they don't know them personally and they've never met them. But I feel like most of the problems get resolved once they do meet because they have faith.
Right.
Once they meet them and they're like, oh, they're just like really close friends. Unless some people backstab. I mean, that happens too. But most cases it's like, yeah, they get…
But if you're secure like Peniel, like… Nothing would be a problem.
Nothing would be a problem. Yeah.
Oh, it's not secure. I told you. I just no trust.
No faith in humanity.
If you don't have faith in humanity, you should not be trusting. Isn't that more sense?
No, I have no trust to the point where I trust them.
Oh,
ooh,
wow.
It just does that like reverse thing?
Wow.
It's another level,
so
man.
It's just like… Yeah, you do whatever you do. And then it's just… If you get caught, alright, we're done.
Ooh.
Wow. Just so chill.
Yeah, you're super chill.
Have you ever been heartbroken?
No.
Like what got you to this point? Like you must have been through something, right? No?
No, I was born like this.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
It's crazy.
I don't think I've been like heartbroken before.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
I don't think
great.
So. I mean, if I have to think about it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
He's good. Okay.
Okay, what about if your current significant other wishes their ex happy birthday?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm friends with a lot of my exes.
Just like happy birthday. That's
but
fine.
I do have a trauma with… Sorry.
Yeah.
I do have a trauma with like the ex boyfriends
thing.
Should I really get into it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're okay with getting into
it. Yeah, I'm totally fine. I mean,
how much description are you getting?
I can get descriptive.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, I was like my first love. Mm-hmm. Like my 첫사랑, right? In, I think in high school. Yeah.
I was
senior year in high school. And I really liked this girl. And I liked her for a year. Like a whole year. And she would never like me back. And she would be dating like all these other boys. Even my friends. And I'd… have a crush on her, and I've never let her know. And then
maybe that's why she didn't like you back.
Yeah.
But you know, it was pretty obvious. Like, I showed my interest, right? And then we eventually dated, and then we had a, you know, it was great. Like, it was my chosan, so I did a lot of things for her, and it was during prom. I took her to her prom because we had different schools. So I went to her prom and stuff like that. And I really liked this girl, okay? I wanted to impress her. And then I took her to prom and everything was great. And then when I dropped her off, she left her phone in my car. And then I was like, oh man, we won't be able to talk on the phone tonight. It's all like, whatever. And then I charged the phone up.
Why didn't you just give her phone back?
No, I came home and I realized.
Oh, okay.
You never gave it back?
I'm sorry. I was too tired, obviously, from such a great day. So, yeah. And I went to take a shower. I came back. And her phone's like buzzing, right? A lot. So I was like, what's going on? And it's kind of rude to look at your significant other's phone. But, I took a peek. And then the name… I knew her ex-boyfriend. So, I saw like a little bit of the name. I was like, oh no. And I saw what they were talking about. It was like… And I realized that they've been… meeting up behind my back.
They've been hooking up?
And literally, I was senior year of high school. Like, that breaks my heart, right? And I'm like… literally, like, tears were about to fall down. And my mom just comes and she's like, oh, you're back home? And I'm like, yep, I'm good. I'm good. And she's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Yeah, she closes the door. And I'm like… in my pillow, I'm like sobbing. I'm like, this isn't happening to me. Why? Right? And then she messaged me on a Facebook Messenger because she didn't have a phone. And then I saw the message and I didn't reply. And you know how Facebook message, when you type something, like the bubbles turn up?
Yeah.
I didn't reply. So she, like, the bubbles would appear and then disappear. Appear and disappear. It's like she knew that I found out. Right? So she didn't know what to say. So she's like typing all these things and erasing them. So I was like, can we meet tomorrow and talk about this? And then I explained what happened. And then yeah, she told me that she's been… when she was saying she's going to go to the States with her dad, she was actually seeing this guy. Yeah. And like went over to his house. And I was like… and then the first thing I asked was like, did you guys, you know… sleep together? Like, you know, that. And then she's like, no, she kept denying it. And then… I know, that's what I think now. But at the time, I liked her so much. I was like, I trusted her, you know? And then we dated for a year.
You continued to date?
Continued to date her for a year. Very stupid of me. And then we eventually broke up. But then… yeah, so I have like this trauma with like exes. Like hitting up my significant other. Like that would crush me. So yeah, I don't mess with this at all. Like… But that's my story. I'm good now.
No.
But yeah, that's what happened. So.
Wait, what phone was it?
Are you sure you're good now? Because I think I see like a little twinkle.
I had to hold it back a bit. No, okay. Bringing back the memories. But I'm good now. Yeah,
was
but…
it pre-smartphones?
Oh no, the smartphone days.
Oh, it was…
because it was like a Galaxy 2
again?
Or 3. I'm 26.
94.
96, 96.
Oh, 96. I was like, wait, 94.
Is that like a crime? To
96.
To guess wrong? Yeah, yeah. But 96. Yeah. It was good memories. I got a lot of songs out of it. But,
that's good.
But yeah,
capitalize it.
But yeah, it was a crazy time.
You should
time.
Find that ex and be like, thanks to you.
Yeah,
I made some money.
But you know, I think the reason why I was more hurt was because he was such a he was like a great, like perfect student. He went to like a great school. He had like a great career going on. And then for me, I didn't know what I was gonna do. Like I figured out that music was my thing like during my end of my college, like my high school year. So I had no idea what I was going to do. I was very insecure, like sensitive me. But then seeing this guy who's 2 years older, he's already going to this great school. He has a great career ahead of him. It's like, it really brings you down. I think that's what it was. But
well, it's her loss.
Yeah, it's her loss.
Yeah.
Seeing this.
Yeah, what is that guy doing now?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's a millionaire.
Yeah. Then I'm just going to have
well
to… you know.
Well then.
No.
Yeah.
Well, this last one is kind of connected to that one. Mm-hmm. Would you share your phone password with your significant other? What about social media accounts?
No way.
No.
That's too dangerous.
I mean, not because I'm going to do anything shady. But like, why? Like, we need to have some privacy. Why would I give you my password for my phone? Just so you could go in whenever and look at my conversations.
Here's a question. Would you share if like whenever, let's say you get married, mm-hmm. would you share it with your husband or your wife? Like would you ever share your all your passwords?
No.
No, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I would either.
I might.
You
like
might?
In case of like emergency?
Mm. Oh, maybe.
Even like the phone, even like phone password too. I think like sometimes it's like, oh, like, I don't know why they would need it, but sometimes like if I'm like
oh,
not like, there to open it or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, oh,
it's
what's
like,
your,
oh, this is the
password. Password,
open it. Yeah.
I think I could do that in this situation, in that situation. I could be like, oh, it's like 0000, whatever.
Right.
But then I would change it a little later.
Mm.
Oh, to 0001.
So you would give the password, but you don't trust your boyfriend. That's what it was. That's what it is.
Okay. And the next time they're like, you're sleeping, they're like, oh, what the heck?
Yeah, no, actually, that would cause more problems because they'd be like, why'd you change it? It's not because I'm doing anything shady. I just.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I just want the privacy.
You sure?
If my girlfriend's password was 0000, I'd probably tell her to change it. Like, that's a problem.
Yeah. I know a lot of people have set their passwords to 0000.
Wasn't that like Kanye West's password too?
Really?
Really?
I think like… Wasn't there like the video of him at like the White House or whatever? And then it was just like 0000.
No way.
It was just a bunch of zeros. I think it was Kanye. I don't remember. It was like someone.
Mm. Well, I'm going to change my password now.
Oh, dang.
Woo, how was the first episode, guys?
Yeah. Oh, that's it? Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like I was the only one who shared something very personal.
Well, we've been here very long.
Right.
And we've already shared a lot of stories.
Yeah,
so.
I don't have any more stories.
Yeah, I've run out.
I don't know if it's a good idea that I came back.
What?
I might not have any stories.
First
to share.
Ever episode and you say that?
We'll hear more of Junie's stories from now on. Yeah. Please share with us.
We'll just more. Judge Junie now.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Get Real's going to change to just Judge Junie.
Judge Judy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. If you want to watch the full video version of the episode for free, the episodes will be up on youtube.com/diepods. And make sure to follow and review this podcast once again. And thank you, everyone, for listening and being so patient. We're finally back and we won't leave you guys for a while. So enjoy. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.